This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
EU ministers approve arming Iraqi Kurds, and U.S. says no confirmation on reports Russian military entered Ukraine. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The European Union has agreed to support individual EU members' decisions to supply arms to Iraqi Kurds who are battling Islamic State militants, while the United Nations has imposed sanctions on six men for recruiting or financing Islamic fighters in Iraq and Syria. EU foreign ministers gave the go-ahead at an emergency meeting in Brussels Friday, marking a shift towards greater involvement in the Iraqi crisis. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said Islamic State militants in Iraq who have taken over large parts of the country's northwest pose a threat to the region, to Europe, and to civilization.
We've had a long discussion about the situation in Iraq, and the conclusions of the Council today will show the commitment of European countries to pushing back against the threat from ISIL, a threat to civilization, a threat to the region, and a threat to us here in Europe.
France is already arming the Kurds, while Britain and the Netherlands say they will consider doing so. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says Germany will do whatever is legally and politically possible. The White House says it cannot confirm reports that Ukrainian troops destroyed a Russian military convoy that had allegedly crossed into eastern Ukraine. A spokeswoman said late Friday officials are working to gather information on the situation. She said the U.S. remains concerned about repeated Russian and Russian-supported incursions into Ukraine. Earlier Friday, Russia denied reports that a column of Russian military vehicles crossed into eastern Ukraine late Thursday and was destroyed by Ukrainian troops. The international president of Doctors Without Borders warns the number of confirmed Ebola cases and deaths is likely to be just the tip of the iceberg. The chief of the medical aid group says it will take at least 6 months to bring the epidemic in West Africa under control. Lisa Schlein has our report from Geneva.
The head of Doctors Without Borders, Joanne Liu, spoke to reporters after returning from a 10-day visit to Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. She says the Ebola epidemic raging in these three countries makes them feel like wartime. She says the fear is palpable and nobody understands what is going on. Liu says there has been a total collapse of infrastructure in the Ebola-affected countries since the disease was first discovered in Guinea in March. While infections in both Sierra Leone and Liberia continue to grow at a steady rate, she says the situation in Liberia is the most dangerous. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Police in the U.S. state of Missouri say the unarmed black teenager whose shooting death by a police officer sparked days of protest was a robbery suspect. The police chief of the town of Ferguson, Thomas Jackson, Friday released police reports including video surveillance footage that they said showed 18-year-old shooting victim Michael Brown involved in a confrontation with a convenience store clerk on August 9th. The report says Brown left with a box of cigars. He was later shot by the officer responding to an emergency medical call. At a news conference Friday, Chief Jackson said the officer initially stopped Brown because the teenager was blocking traffic as he walked down the street. The incident has triggered violence in the town and vigils by thousands of people across the United States. Thousands of opposition protesters gathered in Pakistan's capital late Friday as two large convoys arrived for demonstrations aimed at unseating Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's government. Heavy fighting broke out in the Somali capital early Friday when government and African Union forces attacked a militia loyal to a former warlord. Witnesses and officials say at least 10 people were killed in the fighting in southwest Mogadishu. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog will visit Iran Sunday in an apparent push for progress in a long-running investigation into suspicions Iran has worked to develop nuclear weapons. The trip comes ahead of an August 25th deadline for Iran to answer allegations about its disputed nuclear program. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. My special guests on this edition of the program are two of the most in-demand players in jazz today, Mike Stern, the great guitarist, and trumpeter Randy Brecker. They'll be special guests on some very important recent releases. Not only are guitarist Mike Stern and trumpeter Randy Brecker fantastic solo artists, but they also are in-demand first-call session players and special guest artists, and you'll hear some of those special guest appearances on this edition of Jazz America as we talk to these two great modern masters. But as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we look back at the life and times of one of the great masters of jazz royalty, William James Count Basie, born in Red Bank, New Jersey, 110 years ago this coming week. He was born on the 21st of August in 1904 and died at the age of 79 in Florida on the 26th of April in 1984. But what an incredible musical legacy did the man from Red Bank, New Jersey, leave us. And let's enjoy some of it right now. Let's remember Count Basie on the celebration moment of 110 years of what was his incredible life with one of his classic songs, Lester Leaps End, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
mystery of their fading light that turns up in our terrifying. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the many charms of you. Up on the shore of beneath the blue, where I can find my dreams come true. Beneath a desert caravan.
It's a classic song that is a brand new version of that song, Caravan, by a singer that's burst upon the scene recently. Cyril Ami is her name, from her new album, It's a Good Day. She is a French-born vocalist who came to the USA to follow her musical dreams of being a jazz singer. She's the winner of the Montreux Jazz Festival International Vocal Competition, the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition, and a finalist in the Thelonious Monk Vocal Competition. So she has paid her dues, backpacked with her band across Europe, and pays homage with this recording to the great gypsy guitarists and gypsy musicians like Django Reinhardt and others, and you heard that influence in the song you just heard. Cyril Ami from France, from It's a Good Day with Caravan. This is Russ Davis, and I want to share with you one of the first conversations that I enjoyed at my recent visit to the 60th edition of the Newport Jazz Festival. The very first jazz festival ever, 1954. That's when it all began, and there have been many great musicians who performed there. Recently, I was there for the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival, and among the artists I spoke to, one of the most in-demand players of his instrument and in jazz in general today, Randy Brecker. Randy Brecker just got off stage after playing with the Newport at 60 All-Stars with George Wein. Man, so in demand. Give me some thoughts about coming off stage after this show. A lot of swinging, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was well, what can you say? George Wein, 88 years old. I've been playing at this festival, told the audience yesterday, 50 years. I was in a college band at IU, Indiana University. We won the Notre Dame Jazz Festival in 1965. One of the prizes was to play here, so we played at about 8:30 in the morning, but I played here 50 years ago, and shortly after moved to New York, and I can't count the times that I've come back. So it's a real institution. And George, of course, who invented the concept, what can you say? He's still going strong. So it was a big thrill to play today.
Going strong indeed. He was funny, and he played beautifully, too, and so did you and the rest of this band.
Thanks.
Now, you are, I'm talking, folks, to the Moja Man of the Year of 2013. You, because of just your sheer activity, you just won't stop, can't stop. People keep asking you to do stuff, and you don't say no.
Well, there's a lot of good projects in the fire, and I had a lot of luck to do some really good projects that just happened, man. So I'm thrilled to, you know, from traveling, I've met a lot of great musicians from really, literally all over the world. So Vlodek Pavlik comes to mind. We did that Night in Collegia CD that won a Grammy. I was just over there. We performed it a couple times last month.
I know you worked with Steve Kahn on his recent release,
yeah.
Bird Food, doing Ornette Coleman's song. That was fantastic to work with that old good buddy of yours.
Yeah, that was great. And I kind of forced my way inadvertently on that. It's a great play-along record. So he sent me the tracks before there was any horns or melodies. I said, man, this is so great. I play with this every night when I'm practicing. You got to need some trumpet on there. So I kind of talked him into it.
Thank you.
Ornette Coleman's classic Bird Food, given a Latin treatment by Steve Kahn from his album Subtext, with his old friend Randy Brecker as guest trumpeter. Now, the 16th of August marks the birthday of one of the greats of jazz history, Mr. Carl Perkins. I want to give you a version of one of his most famous songs, Groove Yard, interpreted by a gentleman who loves Carl Perkins quite a bit. Here's Benny Green from his album Naturally on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Following in the footsteps of the grand pop of hard bop, Horace Silver, the great grandson of hard bop, I call him Benny Green, with Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on the bass, doing that famous song Groove Yard, written by Carl Perkins. We're going to be talking to Mike Stern, the great guitarist, in just a bit and hearing one of his recent collaborations. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email. email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, and it has the subject line, Synopsis of History of Jazz. I had offered a few weeks ago to send to a Jazz America listener a brief synopsis, a history of jazz from the beginning, 100-plus years of the history of the music, just a very brief one, because this person was new to jazz and wanted to get a point of reference, I suppose, as they listen to the program. Well, this message that I received reads as follows. Dear sir, I should be grateful if you'd send me a copy of the document mentioned above. I started listening to jazz on VOA on shortwave, based in Liberia. The presenter was Willis Conover. When it became difficult to receive the radio station in Ghana, most of us lost contact with the program until the U.S. ambassador to Ghana, who happens to be a female, arranged for an FM station in Accra. And then the interest began again. This explains why there's so much correspondence from Ghana. We owe it to that ambassador. Talking about females, I wonder whether Eartha Kitt did a lot of jazz. I admire her defiant spirit. She stood up to the establishment, was ostracized, but carried on. Please play anything jazzy by her. Thanks. Kwezi Angelo of Tema, Ghana. Well, Kwezi, thank you so much for your message. And no, Eartha Kitt was more of a pop singer. There was jazziness in her music, but I've just received recently a new release that is very jazzy from one of the great jazz singers around today. She is Renee Marie, and her new release is called I Want to Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt, and does songs like this one, Say Si Bon. And here it is, just for you, Kwezi, on VOA's Jazz America.
Say, c'est bon. Lovers say that in France when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Say, c'est bon. So I say it to you like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good, nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, say, see. Thank you.
parti dans mon tour. Bras dessus, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de partir rien de tout, mais qui en dis-je long en voyant notre mine ravie, les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est bon de guetter dans ces yeux un espoir réveillé qui donne la fraîcheur. C'est bon, ces petites sensations, j'aime mieux qu'en millions, tellement, tellement, tellement. C'est bon, c'est bon.
Thank you.
back in the year 1968, during a time when the Beatles and the rock and roll and rock revolution was occurring, what was going on in the world of jazz? Well, plenty of wonderful music was being made, and among the releases from 1968 in the jazz world, the all-star band known as the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson on the vibes, John Lewis on the piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That's the title cut from their 1968 release, Under the Jasmine Tree. On this edition of VOA's Jazz America, my two special guests are two of the premier artists of their instrument in the world of jazz today. Trumpeter Randy Brecker, we heard from earlier this hour, and now let's turn to a conversation I enjoyed not long ago with the great guitarist Mike Stern. He burst upon the scene working with Miles Davis, and since then has become one of the most in-demand guest players in jazz. We're going to hear his collaboration with the Scottish National Orchestra after we talk to Mike Stern here on VOA's Jazz America. You know, you have really accomplished a lot. I mean, this is a chance for me, somebody outside yourself. You're not going to look in the mirror and say this stuff to you, so I'm going to say this stuff to you. You've got 3 Grammy nominations. You've topped the polls as Guitar Player of the Year. People that love guitarists vote for you as their favorite guitarist. I mean, this stuff is a reflection of having done it a long time at a really high level. And you got to feel pretty good about those sort of things. Come on, talk to me now.
I like, certainly, you know, it's nice to be, to have appreciation when you put yourself out there with anything that you do, you know, and you get some feedback from people. I think it's, to be very honest with you, it would be enough for me just to have somebody come up at a gig and say, man, I like that solo you played or that tune, you know, I enjoyed it. Or the people sometimes come up, and kids will come up, or you know, younger musicians, and say, "Well, I'm learning that tune. I want to chart. We want to do your tune in our band," and that kind of stuff. You know, that kind of gets you in a deeper level than anything. Like a Grammy nomination or something is amazingly cool, you know. But on a kind of a personal level, when somebody comes up and said, "Wow, that tune just made me feel right," you know, that ballad got my heart or whatever, is like deep. And it can be 5 people in the audience sometimes, you know, and it can still get you. You know, it's weird. Or you could be playing in front of 10,000 people and sometimes not get the same feeling, you know. Or sometimes you can in a different kind of way. So I like getting some support and all that stuff. But that kind of personal stuff is would be plenty for me, and that's been happening for a while. It's just from the heart, and I think that's something really beautiful about music, is that it brings people together in a lot of ways, in ways that if you really play your heart out, people can feel it. They feel like they can talk to you about stuff right away. It's kind of natural, kind of thing. And so I dig that kind of warm thing that music can bring.
Reminds you of why you got into it in the first place and why you keep doing it.
Exactly.
Because of that sort of reinforcement.
Absolutely.
Mike Stern is guest guitarist with the Scottish National Orchestra from their album American Adventure, with the song Splatch that Mike Stern originally recorded with Miles Davis. Here's another Miles Davis classic, reimagined by a modern guitarist. Here's Englishman Ronnie Jordan from his album The Antidote with a very funky version of So What on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Englishman Ronnie Jordan's version of Miles' classic So What. More with Randy Brecker and Mike Stern coming up next hour on Jazz America. I hope you'll stay tuned.